You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. When colonial India became independent in 1947, Britain's last act as the colonial power was to split the country in two, based on religion. Hindus were forced to move to India, and Muslims were forced to move to Pakistan. Bay Area theater company Enact Arts joined with Noorani Dance to create The Parting, a piece on the 70th anniversary of the partition, to explore the history as well as its echoes into the present and the diasporic communities here in the Bay. KALW's Jen Sheehan spoke with choreographer and co-director Farah Yasmin Sheikh and dramaturg Sukanya Chakrabarty.
I'm going to start with you, Farah. When did you first start to think about making this piece? Tell me about kind of the beginnings of this idea.
So I was born and brought up here in California. My parents, however, they were born in 1946 in Bombay. Both families did happen to make the migration in 1948. So my history is not one that's steeped in the violence that surrounded partition. However, even in conversations with my parents growing up, especially I remember my mom called herself Pakistani. And I would say to her, but mom, you were born in India, but we're Pakistani. So you could tell it was something that had been ingrained in her to take on and feel. So fast forward a number of years. As I was starting to really search for my own artistic voice, I knew that partition was something I wanted to explore. Then I came across Vinita Sudbelani, and she and I hit it off.
She's the artistic director of Enact Arts.
Exactly, right. Founder and director of Enact Arts, and basically joined forces. And we said, what can we do? And we were very influenced by coming across the 1947 Partition Archive, an organization out of Berkeley that essentially collects stories of survivors and witnesses of partition. And what really moved us is that these were personal stories. They were testimonials. It wasn't a historical perspective from a textbook. And we said, this is what we want to do through the art.
Sukanya, you're the dramaturg. Can you explain a little bit more what a dramaturg does for folks who might not know?
As a dramaturg, I had to kind of really work with the script and the historical narrative. Through these personal narratives, we were kind of challenging this overarching theme of history that was unchallenged. You know, these histories have some kind of agenda, right? I feel like the most challenging part of the development of the script was when we were selecting what stories should be represented, because the question of representation came up again and again, because
that's
of
part
course,
of this question of what gets presented in history
exactly.
As well.
I remember we actually created an Excel sheet where we were marking out, are enough women's voices being heard? Are enough Eastern, like Bengal voices being heard? Or is it too focused on the Punjab region? And because partition is such a complex phenomena, because it wasn't just one point in time, in history, but it's kind of an ongoing thing and its effects are being felt even today. Every time I do research, I feel like a visceral thing kind of rise up. Like, it's because, you know,
so
I know families who got affected by these policies that you just created out of nothing, you know? It just makes me so angry sometimes.
There are these multiple story threads in the show, and a lot of them are illustrating this idea of a citizenship identity that feels fluid, even though governmentally, physically, geographically, they're trying to become fixed. So there's a story about a couple and their family separated by the border, another one about a soldier. Can you talk about maybe one or two of the specific story threads that are in the piece?
I mean, all of these stories are inspired or actually taken from real lived experiences. And like you mentioned about this soldier, when the partition happened in 1947, he was in Rawalpindi, which is now in Pakistan. And he was given the option to choose which side he would like to align himself with. And he was a Muslim gentleman, but his family was from Lucknow, which is in India. So he opted India because his family is in Lucknow. But because, you know, right after the partition happened, a war broke out between India and Pakistan over Kashmir. And so they needed soldiers for their individual armies. So he was requested to be part of the Pakistani army. And then around 1950, he again expressed his interest to go back to India. But then the Indian government said, oh, he's Muslim. He served the Pakistani army. He cannot come back. He was basically tossed around from one country to another until 1957. 1957, he was ultimately captured by the Pakistani army and kept in a Hindu settlement in Pakistan. And yet, you know, he always had this kind of loss of a family that he could never reunite with. And
that very
that's
basic
so
human
poignant.
Need.
And yeah, and so I feel like this particular story brings out both the political aspect as well as the personal aspect, which is what it makes it so representative. Because, you know, you get to see the whole bureaucratic process, but you also see his pain and his suffering and, you know, somebody who's so helpless.
I'm wondering what you think the importance is of telling this story now, and what you think audiences can take away from it for us today.
You know, this is only 70 years old, but that's the irony in this. We talk about it like it's so long ago. It's only 70 years and it's still affecting definitely Hindu-Muslim relations as well as relations between India and Pakistan today. When Vinita and I first started discussing this, one of the things, the intention behind this was to provoke dialogue. You know, it's there is no hiding its relevance, but unless we discuss it, that relevance cannot be acknowledged. Many families, many of the elders who were direct survivors, you know, they didn't talk about it. And what they witnessed, I mean, you talk PTSD, whether you're Bengali or Punjabi, whether you're Hindu, Muslim, Sikh, you see yourself in these stories, even if it's not matching your exact demographic profile.